You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
To everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Diakonia, called Service. Diakonia is the Greek word that means service. It's also the root word for our beloved word deacon, or our beloved deacons. My name is Deacon Richard Hudzik, and I'm privileged and happy to serve the Archdiocese of Chicago as the Vicar for Deacons. I also get to work and pray with the good people in Westchester, Illinois. Two parishes now being unified, and we're waiting for our new name. That's Divine Providence and Divine Infant Jesus. As of July 1, we've become one big happy family. And as usual, joining me today, as we do every radio broadcast, I think, except when otherwise indisposed, is Deacon David Brensick, who's the Associate Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And he serves at St. Louis de Marillac and St. Barbara Parish, which also, in the same wave of Renew My Church unifications, is proud to serve those two parishes in Brookfield and LaGrange Park. LaGrange Park.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning. Good day to David. This show is something the Archdiocese has allowed the Office of the Diaconate to do. And the hope is through this program is that we two deacons here will invite deacons in generally, but not exclusively, but to expose the listening audience to the concept of diaconal service. That is service that's redundant, I guess you'd say, diaconal service. Service to the people of God, hopefully in a humble way. Serving the people through the charisms of the ministry of word, altar, and charity. So we want for people listening to maybe try on for size some of the things we're talking about today. And to help us in this conversation today, we've invited a colleague of ours, another deacon, Deacon Len Martirano. And Len is here to talk with Dave and me and for the listening audience to talk about the Cursillo, C-U-R-S-I-L-L-O, Cursillo. You may or may not be familiar with that term, but hopefully in the next 25 minutes or so, it will become clear to you as to what it is and why you should be interested. Len, who are you and where do you hail from and all that kind of stuff, just so we can see who you are.
Well, good morning, everyone. Len Martirano, I was ordained in 2004. I serve at St. Thomas of Villanova in Palatine. I'm married to a wonderful woman, Marilyn, for 39 years, and we have three great kids. They're all adults. They're all out of the house now.
Now, how many kids in all do you have? You have three great kids. Are there others that you don't want to talk about? Or?
Point well made. No, only three. Yeah. And I'm an attorney in Chicago, and I practice in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. I handle real estate and estate planning and guardianships and probate litigation, things that help other people.
Well, that's good stuff. Now, we're going to talk about Cursillo. Now, the three of us have all gone through a Cursillo weekend, and you and Dave are, I will bow to your expertise. My acquaintanceship is much more limited than yours. So for either or both of you, Curcio, what's that word? What are we talking about?
The full name of Curcio, the Curcio movement, is Curcio de Cristiandad, which means a short course in Christianity. It's a three-day program over the course of a long weekend, which can greatly enhance your knowledge of all the sacraments and our faith. And because it's cloistered, that is closed and all-inclusive, you are immersed in our faith. It's really quite exciting, and it's very rewarding.
Now, some people talk about the Curcio as a movement. What are we talking about when we use that kind of terminology? I mean, is this a club, or is this some kind of private?
Oh no, not at all. It's a movement. It is indeed a movement, because a movement is defined as a group of diffusely organized people or organizations striving toward a common goal relating to human society or social change, or organized activities of such a group. For example, the push for civil rights was a social movement that peaked in the 50s and 60s. So applying that definition, it seems rather clear that this is an organized group of widely divergent actors, we're all actors, striving for the same goal, which is creating Christian leaders and bringing Christ into the world by changing environments one person at a time.
So as a movement, what does that look like? I mean, is this you're making me think I've got a membership card or dues, or how does this live out, say, in the parish, to say that I'm part of the Curcio movement?
Well, what this does is it creates leaders. It causes you to bring your faith to a higher level. And as a leader and as a stronger Catholic, you go back to your parish and help lead others to Christ and improve their lives as well.
Okay.
Now, I think you're also living your Christian faith, you know, in your family, in your community, in the workplace. You're bringing Christ in all those different places where you interact with other people.
Okay. Now, how does this, we've mentioned parish, Len, you mentioned parish. How does this, an alternative to a parish? Does this complement parish life? Is there a tension there between having gone through or being part of the Curcio movement and ongoing life in the parish? Are these opposites or exclusive?
Quite to the contrary. Curcio is a method of formation that helps to create or to renew a Catholic foundation that's the basis for Catholic or Christian living, like Dave mentioned. It's a movement in the church to teach ourselves and others how best to lead Catholic lives, and then to teach others to change the world. Is it antithetical to parish? No, it makes parish life stronger. It makes Christian community possible in parishes, neighborhoods, workplaces, places where people live most of their lives. These are called natural environments, and they can be changed very easily by changing one person, by converting one person at a time.
I guess, you know, plays a role in evangelizing other people. You're introducing people. The mantra, if you will, of Curcio is to, you know, make a friend, be a friend, and bring that friend to Christ. That's the whole driving force of what Curcio is about, introducing the people. If they don't know Jesus, introducing them to Jesus and deepening that relationship.
And when we come back, we'll pick this conversation up and we'll listen a little bit more to De Colores. We'll talk about that too.
Did you know that the average American listens to 4 hours of music each day? Join us on Thursday, October 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. when you can get 3 of those hours and help a great cause at the same time. It's Catholic Charity's annual Bourbon Street Blues, an evening featuring the best blues in Chicago at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. 115 Bourbon Street is the place to go for live music, dancing, and a great time. This Catholic Charities event at 115 Bourbon Street will benefit our emergency services in our South and Southwest regions. The people who need these services for heat, rent, food, and safety count on Catholic Charities to be able to provide them. Can we count on you, too? For reservations, call 708-333-9239 or register online at catholiccharities.net.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. For artists in Catholic Charities After Supper Visions program, the possibilities are endless as they capture beauty through the lens of a camera. Now in its 18th year, After Supper Visions offers Catholic Charities supper guests the opportunity to learn more about photography and explore their creative talents. Volunteers work with our clients as they learn the basics of photography, share with other artists, and choose prints to be featured in an annual photo exhibit each June. Supporters of the program purchase prints and gifts for their corporate offices, lobbies, and homes. The artists are often told that the caliber of their photos rivals that of any art gallery in the city. See these gorgeous prints and help more artists find out how uplifting the world of photography can be by visiting AfterSupperVisions.com or call Maria at 312-655-7758.
And we are back. And if you're curious about that piece of music that's been leading us into this the segment and open the show today, that is Joan Baez singing De Colores. And De Colores is, if you will, officially, I guess, that's the theme song of the Crucio, the movement. It's something that's sung how many times on the course of a weekend? How many?
9 to 10, 12 times.
Holy cow. So, yeah. All right. So then, as Dave said,
it gets better each time we sing it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've brought the lyrics, but we'll just leave this to the professionals. But it is a song, and maybe that's a good starting off point. De Colores. I detect that that song was sung in Spanish. Why? What is the association of the Crucio and the Spanish song and our English-speaking church by and large?
Well, you see, Crucio was created in Mallorca, Spain, back in 1944. I could go into the history or, briefly, the... It was begun in 1944 by a layman named Eduardo Bonin. This was during the reign of Francisco Franco. It began as an intensive mini course in Christianity during a time when Franco established a theocracy in Spain. It grew, the movement grew. Eduardo Bonin developed it so that it was a true movement there in Spain. And then it slowly, not so slowly, started to expand around the world.
And when did it get to the United States?
It came to the U.S. in 1961.
And this was a Spanish language at that moment, or no?
Well, let me correct myself. It came to the U.S. in 1957, and I remember that year because that's the year I was born. So it was a good year. But in 1957, it came to the United States. It spread throughout the United States, and not until 1961 was it actually in English. It was a Spanish movement until that time.
Okay, and so we've maintained that song De Colores with its, as I say, it's sung in Spanish, and that is something that we return to time and again during the course of the weekend. It's well known. I think if you just play that song, you can sniff out who's made a Crucio or not, because they'll know that song,
or at least they'll mouth along to it, right?
Right. Just. So it's. De Colores is the notion of the abundance of God's creation, the beauty of creation. Am I
the colors?
The colors.
The colors and being in God's grace.
Okay.
So when you meet somebody or you leave somebody who is another Crucista, as we are called.
Now, how's that different from a barista?
Well,
I've heard of baristas. Crucista. What's that?
A short response to that would be that while barista make coffee creations, Cruciista make Crucio weekends. But more importantly, Cruciista make Catholic Christian communities and help them grow. Cursillista, make a friend, become a friend, and bring that friend to Christ.
Right, so that's the second time I've heard that that phrase. And I want to drill down on that because it's one of the things that we, you know, the way we teach is to have what you might call a portable expression. And that it's you can remember it, you can, you know, you can use it. So you're talking about make a friend, be a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. What's that got to do with the Cursillo movement? I mean, how do you do that? Why do you do that?
Well, I think it starts with, you know, being a friend. You know, you introduce a person, you know, to by the way you live. There are two men in my parish at St. Barbara St. Louise who have signed up for the men's weekend coming up in November, and I've known these guys for several years, and over the time we've gotten to know each other. We've gotten to know each other's stories, and these men want to deepen their faith. So I've talked about Cursillo and how it can. You learn about on a weekend. You will learn about the sacraments and different aspects of the faith and how to live out that faith. And I think that people who are starting to, you know, they get interested. They have a hunger then to learn.
So by virtue of your friendship with other people and motivated out of a love for that other person, out of that friendship, you want to bring that friend to Christ. Because
absolutely.
Where is life richer? Nowhere else but in a life in Christ. Now, we talked about the weekend. What's this weekend thing? And what's is that not how you become a Cursillista? Why should I go on a weekend? I'm busy.
Well, true. Let me just talk about the weekend and not the 7 weeks of preparation that goes into making a weekend.
Please.
The weekend itself looks and feels like a great group of friends reuniting after a long absence. There's lots of hugging and friendly shouts and laughter and catching up with old friends and making lots of new friends.
How big are these weekends, say, in Chicago, typically?
The Chicago Cursillo tends to be a dozen participants, probably a dozen to 15 team members, maybe even more. But you'd think there were hundreds of people. It's so loud and boisterous, and everyone is made to feel welcome and to relax.
Men, women, young, old. What's the?
Everyone's invited, 21 and older. The men have a men's weekend, and the women have a women's weekend, and that's only because. Everyone is urged to share more, to share your feelings, share your thoughts, share your ideas, and
experiences.
Exactly right, and many times with the opposite gender present, people feel a little inhibited and they don't always share as much as they could.
Okay, and where do these happen in Chicago?
The Chicago Cursillos happen out in Lamont, Illinois. Let me see if I can find
St. Mary's Retreat House.
St. Mary's Retreat House in Lamont. Right, it's a beautiful place. Top of the line facilities. It's warm. It's welcoming. It's on a beautiful 5 or 10 acres of land. It's just a wonderful place to go.
Now we're talking specifically. This is the English program. There's also Cursillo is available in the Spanish language.
Well,
and that's
correct.
If you will, a different. They're organized unto themselves, the English program, the Spanish program, but all allied with the national Cursillo movement.
Exactly right.
Okay, yeah. When's the next weekend? If I'm interested, well, tell me why I would be interested. How long does this take? What's this cost? What are the details on this?
Well, let's see. The next men's weekend is
November 7th and 10th, and the women's weekend is November 21st to 24th. There's also a renewal weekend planned for March, but that's for people who have already made their Cursillo.
And so this begins on a Thursday night, and when I'm getting a signal that we should go to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about this weekend and why you might be interested. In the meantime, hum along to De Colores.
De colores son los pajaritos que vienen de afuera.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll take you to a celebration of unity at the newly formed St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta Parish. Representatives of several parishes across the Archdiocese attend Vision Day, a day that focuses on the spiritual side of Renew My Church. And we'll visit with Father Peter Wojcik and hear his hope and vision for the future of the Church here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Catholic Charities Junior Board members are committed to promoting the compassionate works of Catholic Charities while enjoying the companionship of one another at the same time. We are an organization of more than 450 adults between the age of 21 and 45, plus countless friends who attend our events and volunteer with us. Many of our members have established professional careers and see the Junior Board as a way of gaining momentum in community service and leadership. Other members are in the initial stages of their career. Through a variety of fantastic events and service opportunities, Catholic Charities Junior Board offers members the chance to learn more about one of the largest social service agencies in the country and be part of the life-saving work that is done on a daily basis. Come see what the Junior Board is all about. Visit catholiccharities.net/juniorboard or call Noreen at 312-655-7932.
So thank you, Joan Baez, for bringing us back with your faith-filled rendition of De Caloris. That is, again, the theme song of the Curcio movement. I want to do a couple of things for sure before we close out this fastest half hour in radio. But I want to give you the website for the Chicago Curcio. The English program is www.chicagocurcio, that's one word, .org. Chicago Curcio, CURSILLO.org. You get all the particulars there. There are resources there. There's information about this weekend we're talking about, which there's several of them during the course of the year, and weekends for men, weekends for women. So I want to talk briefly about the weekend, but I think key to that, the weekend is the beginning of your life as a Curciista, as a member of the movement, and I want to talk about that ongoing formation. So in a few words, what's that? I'm the listener, and I'm, you know, I love the Lord. I don't feel really skilled or gifted or articulate in my faith, but I want to know the Lord more. Am I going to feel out of place going on a Curcio weekend? Is this just too much church for me?
Oh, absolutely not.
Why do you say that? I'm bashful. You know, I don't like people. You know, this. I'm exaggerating here.
Well, not for you personally, but you know, there are no expectations for great conversion, for great involvement. All that people need to do when they come to the weekend is to be themselves, to relax, to start unwinding and leave the world behind and use the next 3.5 days, the next 3 days, to grow better and more informed in your faith and to become the leader that you've felt yourself to be. And leaders can be silent leaders as well as boisterous leaders like the three of us here. The weekend starts with a silent retreat, the cool part of it is that it starts with silence, and the next day it turns outward, and you learn how much God loves you, and then you turn outward more to how to evangelize others, how to, like we said before, be a friend, make a friend, be a friend, and bring that friend to Christ. It's fairly straightforward, and it's actually a very exciting and wonder-filled weekend. A lot of activities, a lot of surprises, a lot of wonderful, wonderful people that you meet. And I think the friendships that you make in Curcio last your whole life. These are people who will continue to be companions with you on your journey through life all the way to the very end. They're all wonderful, God-filled people.
Now, you mentioned, you know, for the rest of your life, and I want, we'd be remiss to close without talking about that the Curcio movement is not about only about that weekend. That's the kickoff, if you will. That the Curcio movement, you use the word leader, becoming a leader in your faith, but I wonder if we could, so as to not intimidate somebody who, oh gosh, I'm not a leader, but you're talking about the Curcio weekend as being the beginning of a life converted to living as a Christian. Am I on the mark here?
Yeah, right. The Curcio gives you the tools
to start.
And I think that one of the things I love about Curcio, and it's been such a gift in my life, is that it makes you accountable. You are asked,
who's keeping track? You say accountable.
Well, yourself. I mean, there's a reunion group that you meet after Curcio where you gather with brothers or sisters in faith, and you look at your life from the past week. What was my God moment this past week? How did I bring the Spirit of Christ to somebody else? What were the spiritual helps that I had in this past week? Did I go to Mass? Did I pray the rosary? It makes you look at your life and your faith. And a lot of people don't have that opportunity to do that, some kind of that examination.
Yeah, so sometimes we have this passion, this yearning for something, some deeper connection with our Lord. And, you know, we do the retreat, and it's being on top of the mountain, and then we want more. And let me put words in your mouth, but those reunions, and that's sort of a term of art. These are weekly gatherings of other people who've been on the Curcio to revisit and to take that life in Christ further. The Curcio weekend first, and then that's the first day of the rest of your life.
Right. You go through the 3 days of Curcio, and then you belong to the rest of your life, a group called the Fourth Day. And in the Fourth Day, you go to reunions, you go to Altreas. In the reunion group, you join with Catholic friends, friends who are going to help you many times more ways than you can ever imagine. They bring you to a high level of faith. These are the men and women who stick with you through thick and thin, the ones who will pray with you and for you as you experience all the heartbreaking parts of life, the wonderful celebratory parts of life like graduations and weddings. They can become your best friends, and these are the friends who do good things. Like Dave was saying, they also hold you accountable because you have to tell people what you've done that week, that past week, that it's going to lead you toward your future.
So, De Caloris, as we go out, further information is at www.chicagocurcio.org. And I'm tempted to ask Dave and Len to sing, but I'll resist the temptation. So, God bless you all, and let us know about Curcio if you have any questions.
And De Caloris.
De Caloris.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.